Nun He Sif He Hoyersteg is Zuz Teros Zulam Alamizu. So there were two of these extensions, porches extending out from the building, one higher than the other. And they were not one immediately above the other, but they were, it was slightly moved over to the side. But the gap between the end of one of them and the beginning of the other one, and the width wise, was less than 4 tvachim. So if you're looking at the building, so one was here and one was here, the end of this one, the beginning of this one, was less than 4 tvachim in between. Whether they are within 10 tefachim of each other, whether the gap is 10 amas wide, 10 amas high. So what about the following? Osu lo yoyna mechitza v'shutpis mishel shneyam. So by putting a mechitza on the platform, you're able to draw water. So they made a mechitza on the upper platform, and they didn't make a mechitza l'tachtonav. So lost the tachtonav cloud. Shteyan asuris bo achi arvu. So neither one is able to draw water yet. If they're sharing the usage of the platforms, these two, so then the mechitza is going to be let's work it the other way. If each one is just using its own platform, so and it, even if during the weekdays, they sometimes share doing things together, but it doesn't make a difference. Right now, each one's functioning on Shabbos independently. If they're far apart from each other, so by definition, they're going to be independent. Now, if they put mechitzas on both of the platforms, and they have a shutvis that they share usage of both platforms, so now all areas which are being used by these parties are enclosed, also mutter. But in a case where they're sharing the platforms, and so Shteyn Asuris Bo'achi Arva, you need to do Reuve and Reuve Chatzeris. Again, we're talking about they were owned by two different people, the lower one and the upper one. And if both of them want to use the lower one, so they need to make it in Reuve Chatzeris to be able to both use the lower one. Okalachas, there's two of these porches extending out to over the water to draw water through the porch. So, each one's doing it, making its own platform. So we don't say that each one, by virtue of the proximity, is like two people sharing a chotzer, that they have to make an eruv echazeris, because each one is just using their platform. They're not sharing the usage of the platforms. If they enclose both areas, and they were shutvin in both of those areas, so that's going to be mutter, and since both of them now have potential usage, because both of them now are enclosed, and they're both shutvin in both of them, so that makes it the equivalent of halacha, as if they were ma'arif together, and we don't need to do anything more than that. Okay. Zakti Mishabura. Mimbeis. Hoyushtei. Avarabik. So let's give the story over here clearly. Who Tobias Aliyah al Gaba, who met us Eitzel Anor. There was a two-story building. The lower floor is called the Tobias, the upper floor is called Aliyah, that's the upper floor. And the building is adjacent to a river. Each one has an opening out over the river, and it has a platform they would go out onto to then lower their buckets down and draw water out of the river. Okay, so we said before that you cannot do that on Shabbos until you enclose the area properly. So okay, fine, so we'll enclose the area properly. If each platform will make mechitzas around it, so how you're staying with Torah's b'Shabbos, kolachas lidus b'shaloi, I feel imloy erev yachad. They're not functioning together; each one's functioning independently. So Ruvah Chatzera says, when there's a shared common area between the parties, there's no shared common area between the parties. Or if I want to transfer something from Ruvain's Rishos to Shimon's Rishos, over here Ruvain is functioning in his area independently of Shimon, and Shimon is functioning in his area independent of Ruvain, and they're not interfacing at all. So there's no common area; they're not interfacing with each other. So there's no need for a Ruvah Chatzera. Okay. So that's if each one makes their own enclosure and each one is using their platform and not the other one. What about the other side? Vim tiktu shteyen b'shutvis. They join together in a shutvis. Rakazustara achas kedin. They enclosed one of the two platforms appropriately. Only one of them. Bein lo yoyen bein lo tatuan. Whether it's the higher one or the lower one. So it's like two people sharing a chotzer, that you cannot do actions of hitzah and hachnasa from the chotzer into the bayis until you make a ruvah chatzeris. They have to make an eruv between the two parties.
It gives the gzustra to the mayim, isn't it?
So, since the area which they're taking the water from is a karmelis, and they're bringing it into this chotzer, which they're not allowed to carry in the chotzer. Now, they're allowed to carry in the chotzer things which start out in Shabbos in the chotzer. But they can't take anything into the house. So therefore, we don't allow them even to take from the karmelis to the chotzer, because the point is then to bring it to the house, which they can't do.
Did you say you can take from a chatzar to a house?
If there's a common area shared by more than one individual called a chatzar, they may not take from the chatzar items in the chatzar into the homes unless they make a ruvah chatzeris.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay. So this is all talking about that the one is above the other, or even if it's moved over, not immediately above it, it's moved over to the side a little bit, the gap between the two is not that far. So moving side to side, the gap is not 4 tefachim. Shenar tashmisha tishtei, so that it's easy to use, to reach from one gezustra to the other, even if it has to go over to the side a little bit, it's considered easy to use. And therefore, they're really sharing the two gezustrot. If the distance between the two, side to side, was 4 tefachim or more, So if the person's lower one, he wants to use the upper gezustra, for example. So he's going to stand on his platform and reach over onto the upper platform. It's too far away to reach over easily, so he's going to have to throw it We'd have to throw his bucket across the gap. So a tashmish, which is not an easy tashmish, so it's not, they're not really sharing the platform space together. It's not really a common area because it's difficult for the individuals to use it. So in that situation, they're not sharing the common, there's no common area, there's no need for an area. So that's the background. Now Mishmer goes step by step. Mem Gimel. They're even if one's not platform is not directly above the other, but it's moved over to the side. We're saying even if it's moved over to the side, the kalbacherim if it's one above the other, but it's less than four tefachim. So once the gap is side to side is four tefachim. So one sister does not affect the other. You have to throw it across. Lesser. So I don't really have a usage on your platform that I should make your usage become also because it's a shared usage. It's not really a shared usage. Fine. Now we're not worried about the height. The height doesn't make a difference. Yosem Agaiva, the Agaiva look up dinner. So now, so the height doesn't make a difference. Ah, you're going to ask me, what do you mean? Our whole argument was that if you could just reach across and put it on and put it through, that's an easy usage. Therefore, each platform has the usage of the other one, so they're sharing a common space. But if the upper platform is much higher than the lower platform, the person standing on the lower platform has to throw it into the air to be able to land onto the higher platforms. We just said that's not a valid tashmish, so why is it going to be considered that they're sharing the usage?
It isn't.
There's no airspace, as it were. One is above the other, or it's moved over just slightly. So there's no gap between the two, which is significant to say that he's going through another area to get here. So then, chashiba tashmish teiles. So that, even though it's not an easy usage, so we were learning now that which we said before, that it's it is. If it's too far side to side, it's more than four, it's four tefachim or more side to side, that's a problem because it's a difficult usage. That's only in conjunction with the fact that you're going through a significant space in between. But over here, since the gap from one to the other is not there, so one is above the other or slightly moved over, so there's no significant airspace side to side between the two parties. So above and below, it really becomes functioning many times like one. So we give it a status as if they're sharing usage. Okay. So now, if both parties made to the upper platform a machitza, if they both want to use it, and they didn't make any mechitza on the lower one. So what they're saying is, we're both going to use the upper one, not the lower one. So that's clearly, the upper one is a shared usage. Okay. Now, if they both made an arrangement to take the usage of the lower platform, so for sure, they're both sharing the lower platform. It's much more of a shared usage, the upper one joining the lower one on the lower platform, which is not so difficult for him because you can just lower something down there. That's much more of a shared usage than the lower one sharing the usage of the upper one. So if we're saying that the lower one sharing the upper one is considered a shared usage, kal v'chomer, when the upper one is sharing the lower one, it's a shared usage.
Do you mean the people who are in the upper and lower Hashem, or do you mean like that they literally, the upper and lower become the same level?
What?
The people in the upper platform are going to be using the lower platform. So they're sharing the usage of the platform. So that, since they're sharing the usage of the platform, so they have to make an Eruv HaChatzeris together. Okay. But in a case where each one made its own, so they, the case over here, we only enclosed the upper platform and the lower platform, and they're sharing the usage. So that's already Eruv HaChatzeris. If they're enclosing, each one's enclosing their own platform and only doing it by themselves, then there's no shared usage. So there's no need for Eruv HaChatzeris. And Acheris, even though they happen to actually, on a regular basis, share usage of the platforms during the weekday. But over here, once they made a mechitza, which is allowing it to move it on Shabbos, each one making their own, in the case of the planning that you use it separately, they're not sharing usage.
Doesn't this imply that the case is dafka, that the two gzisros are not directly one on top of the other? Because since they are, the Elion is always using the tachton. He has to go via the tachton to get to the water.
Well, yes and no, because you have a case where the upper one extends further than the lower one, but it's totally above the lower one.
But an extension, right? The chor can't be directly above, literally.
Or theoretically, he could lower his bucket outwards, as opposed to through the lower one. But the case was he's not sharing the usage.
No, but then he's broken his rishus hayachad because he wants to go straight. He has to go straight down, doesn't he? He has the machiks, and that creates the
rishus hayachad. Right. Okay. To the point. Yeah. Good point. Okay. So the fact that he uses it, he doesn't. It's not a case of a chacha. They actually owned the area of Bishut. It's over here. The person in the Aliyah, for example, doesn't own the lower platform at all. Doesn't have any real rights there. So it's, even though he happens to use it during the week, doesn't give him a din of shutvis, the Gavi Shabbos, because he's not really a shutv. And he's not using it on Shabbos, so there's no problem. There's no need for Ruach HaTeris. If they would make an arrangement that he has the right to use it, so then you would need a Ruach HaTeris. Because now he got halachic rights to the area. And then we said, so one does not affect the other, even if one of them did not make a mechitza. So we should argue. So let's say the Aliyah made a mechitza and the Bais did not make a mechitza. So what's Mr. Bais's plan? Obviously his plan is to reach up through the upper one and draw water from the upper one. So he's planning to use the upper one. So now they, if they're both using the upper one, they need a Ruach HaTeris. No, we don't say that. I feel like also, even if the lower one did not make its own, the one of them did not make their own mechitza, he doesn't ask from the other one, since the plan is each one by themselves. Okay. Now, Achay Sherman holds that Dafka Shemeshucha is Exusus Mizomizor, what Zev was saying. If the two platforms are a little bit askew one from the other, it's not immediately above it. And the upper one does not need to use the lower one. The upper one is just directly above the lower one. It must go through the lower platform. So, if the height between the two is not high enough, so then they function as one area. If the height is high enough, even though it goes through it, it's not called using the gzusra, it's called using the hole. It's using the hole of the donut, not the donut. The hole of the donut, not the donut. Now, if they made a shutvis mishal shneim, so one doesn't ask for the other one. So, if they only enclose one of the two portions, b'shutvis, now they're both sharing that usage, now both are usur, shtein usuris, l'mal shomach b'shlo ervu, now that makes it usur, hudafkim tikdu rak achas, it's only because only one portion was enclosed, the mishniya lo usur mechisa klal, the other portion was not. I would also teach them mishtei and mishutas if they enclose both of the platforms with the plan of both of them using both of them. Mutarim kalachas b'shalo. So then each one is mutar on their platform without an eruv. Why? Mishul l'minan the kalachas silka nafsha michaverta kimin shasas olah tikkum ifnei atzma. Now, I said, practically, I'm not going to use your platform because my platform is halachically available to use. I, mashasa b'shutvis, it's a time all yolem a little bit over. But the shutvis doesn't create a problem. Because the mice, practically, they're going to be using their own. Koshkinim osu rak b'achas b'shutvis, v'shni osu sumachiz v'gzutzo shalom levado, v'ari muta kalachas b'lamalos b'lihiru, v'ari silkan avshim v'chaber. So let's say the lower one did not do a shutvis with the upper one. He did not join the upper one on the upper platform. But the upper one joined him on the lower platform. Well, once the lower one is going to do his own thing, because he's not joining the upper one, so logic dictates that the upper one will end up doing his own thing also. So even though they did it for shutvis, it doesn't make a difference because each one has their own area where they could use on their own without the need of the other one. So we assume that's what's going to happen. So there's no need for Ruben to say this. Okay. Simen Shin Nun Vav. So we have this problem. We have a creek coming through the chatzar, and the creek extends in both directions, above this chatzar and below the chatzar. So the water which is coming through, the water in the area of the chatzar is connected at both ends to an area beyond the chatzar. So the people of the chatzar join together. They're not joined together with the people which are above the chatzar and below the chatzar. So this water which is coming through, which is connected to those other rishuyas, which these people were not ma'arav with, it's just like taking something from a different area to the area of the chatzar, which you can't do without a ruv chatzaris. So what's the solution? The solution is to create a halachic status as if we only look at the water in the chatzar by itself. We don't look at it as being connected to what's above and what's below. So how do we do that?
Why wasn't this an issue in the previous one?
Well, it is. To some extent, that's what we're making mechitza. We're making it private.
Okay.
So Amas HaMayim HaVeres B'chatzar. So the Amas HaMayim is going through the chatzar. Amuka Sarav Rechav Arba. And it's 10 tefachim deep. And it's 4 tefachim wide. So it's its own rishus. So it's not considered part of the chatzar. So now it's like its own area. So I want to draw the water from that into the chatzar. What can I do? Any element of a Shabbos, you're not allowed to take water from this Amas HaMayim into the chatzar. Elam can also lo mechitza goy asara b'kinsasu b'yitziyasu. So we have to make a mechitza on the water, which is 10 tefachim high, in the place where the Amas HaMayim enters into the chatzar, and the place where it leaves the chatzar. So then we look at it as if it's enclosed totally, and the water with it, the water while it's in the chatzar is just part of the chatzar. It's not connected to anything above or below. Now this only works even though you're hanging the mechitza in the air. Part of it has to be submerged in the water. At least one tefach has to be submerged underwater, the bottom tefach. So then it's considered that it's enclosing the water as if the water is distinct and separate from what's above and what's below. Now, what about the opposite? It's totally submerged. underwater. So that only works. It's only considered that you made it distinct and separate if some of it extends above. So this water is no longer connected to what's above and what's below. Okay. You started from the, let's say the river is running north south. So on the banks will be on the east side and the west side. So you started from the east side, the beginning of the chatzar, and you started building towards the west, and you started on the west side building towards the east. So you made this mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high. It goes into the water, but you didn't want to go. You didn't want to have the meat totally, because then the water would get blocked. It would be hard for the water to come in. So you left a space, a gap between the two, from the east bank to the west bank. You left the gap in the middle to allow water to flow through. So now there's not really a mechitza there, because the water is flowing. The mechitza has a gap in it. So we say love. If the gap is 3 tefachim wide, so it's a problem. If it's less than 3 tefachim, we say the din of love, but it's as if the whole thing is, the mechitza is full. You have a situation where the Amah itself in the Chatzar is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. But when it enters into the Chatzar and it goes out of the Chatzar, it's more narrow. And the space where it enters in, the width of that space where it comes in, over there the creek narrows to less than 3 tefachim. So there's no need for a mechitza. Because you say, because less than 3 tefachim, like it's closed. So there's no need to build a mechitza there, it's closed. Halachic reality of considered enclosed. Okay. Haras b'chotzer. B'davka k'shi overis. This halacha is specifically talking about a case where it's flowing through. So the chotzer has walls around it, and this is going through. They made a gap under the wall, a hole underneath, which allows it to go out and come in. The water flows in, but it doesn't continue. The spring comes out in the chatzar itself, and it doesn't extend outwards. They take out the mount, which is coming out, is not significant enough. It makes a pool there, and you take the water out, etc. It's not really flowing out in any significant way. So it's not connected outside of the chatzar. So it's just water in the chatzar. So water in the chatzar you're allowed to use. It's a big deep hole. Doesn't bother me. So it's Rishisayachid, but it's the same, owned by the same parties. So it's not a problem.
So water is flowing from one Rishis to another Rishis?
No, the problem is only here because the water is flowing from higher up, from above the chatzar, and it's continuing lower down below the chatzar. But a case where it just basically creates some type of a spring here in the chatzar, not a problem. Now, what would be if the spring comes out in the chatzar, but then it flows outward, which we'll talk about later on.
So you're not allowed to have water that flows into a chatzar?
You're allowed to have water. The question is, can I draw the water out of it? You can have water flowing through it. It doesn't bother me. The problem is, I want to draw that water out of its path and bring it into the chatzar and use it. So since this water is connected to above and below, so this water is not part of the chatzar. So I'm taking it from something which is not part of the chatzar into the chatzar, which I can't do without a Ruben Chatzaris, which I don't have. if I enclose it, so I made it that we look at it as if this water just belongs, is part of the chotzer, it's not connected to what's above and what's below. So this water is part of the chotzer, so I'm not allowed to take the water out.
You are allowed to take it out.
You said, yeah? Make sense?
Yeah, the water, if it's going through, it's not part of it. But if it's ending in the chutzner, it's part of the chutzner.
Well, so far we know a case where it begins and ends in the chutzner. We make a halachic reality if it begins and ends in the chutzner by enclosing the water. If practically it just begins and ends in the chutzner, for sure it's not a problem. What will be if it begins in the chutzner and then it ends outward? Mishmur will talk about later on. So this is only an issue that we look at the water as being distinct, and it's like you're taking from somewhere else into the chotzer. The path which the water is flowing in is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. So then it becomes its own area. So now you're taking from that area to the chotzer. B'shem karmel is aleihem. It's considered like a karmel, even though it's in Rishus HaYachid, but since it's water gets into the Karmelis. Vishar Yamin and Horus. Vichushar Vidar Chatzer, also the Malas Pian Bashav, so I can't draw that water out. I'll be made of a Mukim Masorah, but if the depth of this path of the water, the bed, is not 10 tefachim below the surface, so it's a shallow rivulet. Hashem Rechav and Bar is not 4 tefachim wide. But the malas bam belishum tikun the bottle hula gabi rishus hayachid. So then we look at this part of the ground. It's part of this area of the chotzer. So the water is right now in the chotzer. It's not in its own distinct place. So I'm allowed to take water in the chotzer and move it.
But if it has a din of karmelis, why is the flowing from properties the issue? Why isn't it just talk from karmelis to rishus hayachid? Even if it wasn't flowing through.
Well, the question is, how are we being mounted when we close it? So, we're saying that okay, this is it's ten tefachim deep and it's 4 tefachim wide. It's a karmelis. So why when you close on both ends, it doesn't become mutter? It's not a river anymore.
Right. I thought the problem we said earlier was that it needs to be more of what the people upstream and downstream. So when you close it off, you're separating it from the upstream and downstream people. Maybe I'm understanding what the problem was. If the problem is simply that it's a karmelis, then nachinam, what are you doing by closing it?
Right. So once it's no longer connected to the water above and below, so then we say, so it becomes part of the chotzer. If I have in the middle of my chotzer, I have a pit which is 10 tefachim deep and 4x4. Oh, it's separate rishos. It's part of the chotzer, right? So over here, the same thing as well. Because it's connected to the water above and water below, so you can't look at it as part of the chotzer. Because it's not really part of the chotzer. It's part of this larger stream. And Mela, it's also to take from it into the chotzer. By making these mechitzes to make it separate from the water above and water below, Shem Rishus HaYachid Aleim, it becomes part of the Rishus HaYachid. Okay? Now, there is a Mandam Lemur which holds that we don't do anything. We're talking about a case that the walls of the Chotzer are suspended in the air. They go across. The walls go all the way around. So there's this thing going underneath. They made a hole, let it go. So it has a culvert that's going in. But the wall of the chotzer is going above it, so that's the mechitza. No, we don't hold like that. The mechitza of the chotzer gufa, just the regular wall of the chotzer. Afim shakua harba b'mayim enam oel b'zeh, the binan shein nira shenase b'shilamayim. This halacha that we're going to say that we look at the water in the chotzer is not connected to what's above and what's below. It's only if you make a mechitza specifically for the purpose of being mavdalit from what's above and what's below.
What's culvert? Do you
mean like
you have like a
grade
fence that water flows through?
It could be a fence. Yeah, it could be a wall. Same, the walls. Even if the wall, the way it can be made out of stone. I don't care what you make it out of. If it goes across, a concrete beam. Even if the water hits it, it goes hits a little bit and goes.
Oh, under.
and under, and then, you know, then picks up again. That doesn't, that can help you.
But not going to?
No, because it wasn't made for the purpose of enclosing the Amas HaMayim.
But if you make a wall,
it only has to be make a wall specifically for the purpose of enclosing the water.
But doesn't that get the water also flow into it?
No, you can make that with holes.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Cowan.
Hello.
What's called?
Question is Seamus. If I have a piece of paper with a pasuk that doesn't have Hashem's name on it, like this is like it'll say Shema Shal Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, is that Seamus or not?
If it wasn't written...